Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time on the World of Vala Ties That Bind, every member of the party have earned their white druidic cloak, the sign that they are members of the Arcana. The first class ended up being a success. How will the rest of the week go for our party? Chapter 8. First Week Jitters. You can drag my body to school, but my spirit refuses to go. Bill Watterson. Fire Moods. Year 10,121. Days 5 through 9. So, the last time we left off, you guys just finished with your first ever class. The problem is, we're going to go through, this is what we're going to do every time we go to school. We're essentially going to have you guys be in a place where, because none of you guys share the same class, we will summarize everything that you guys go over in class, one by one. This will make it a lot faster. We can, and then you still get what, like, any perks or anything you have from going to class. Okay? There'll be special occasions where I'll give you guys opportunities to skip your class and then to go on, like, other adventures. The problem is, since this is the first week, it's just there to establish everything. Within the Arcanum, you can miss every class if you'd like. You still need to get the work done, but you can essentially miss every class. What would happen is, if you miss the class, I won't tell you what you went over in class. You have to go and find another NPC to get told what happened in class from their notes.
Mm. Okay. Just like in real school.
Yeah.
Double check. There's no emailing the professor. Is there? Is there like an email system?
The professor does have office hours.
Sweet. Okay.
Professor, my grandma.
Someone else's notes? Or just the professor? Come on.
Professor's not going to give you the notes.
I mean,
can I get the PowerPoint?
You're right. Can I get the whatever. I get
This is, and then if you miss class, you never know if you're going to like be in a class that's going to give you like, yeah, plus one to strength or like plus one to constitution. You never know.
Embarrassing.
But if you miss class and it does do that, you don't get that from just taking notes from someone.
That's fair. You mentioned, like, if you skip class, you go to adventures. Would the adventures have similar benefits?
Not all the time. It's up to you. Okay. The great thing about World of Vala Ties That Bind is that your adventures, let's say, for example, if Ruko wanted to do a heist, but it took place during school, he could do that. Okay. It's open to you. Do you want to take a job rather than being in school? You can do that.
That's fair.
There is... for just the people, for also for the fans at home and also for the players. Fans, they don't know what the story is yet. They just know that they're in school right now.
Mm.
I'll leave it this way, Jasmar. If you want a safe return on investment for your adventures to skill benefits, you should probably make your adventure go into the gym.
No, you're right.
That's probably the best way to get that to happen.
Yeah, you want your charisma to go up? You better go on a dating spree just to charm everybody.
I'll just become a politician.
But first, one bit of news that we didn't get a chance to go through on camera last time that would happen after your first day is the fact that none of you guys have a place to stay.
We don't.
Dang, I thought the school would provide.
I have a place to stay.
If you would like to stay with the school, you can.
Okay.
It's not great conditions.
Does my tuition cover it? Or?
Yeah, your tuition covers it.
But it's not great conditions. Nope. So.
So how much am I paying?
How much is rent, you typically?
Go ahead.
The provided housing, is that anywhere near the stables or where some of the beasts are kept?
All the beasts are kept on school grounds, and the providing houses are on school grounds.
Okay. I was curious if it was kind of close.
Yeah, it's decently close.
Okay.
So that means my horse isn't with me?
Would you like to stay in the stables?
No.
Would you like to pay for a big enough room to have you and your horse stay? Because essentially right now, if you take the free housing,
mm-hmm.
You live in a hallway, essentially.
Oh, not even a room?
Nope.
A hallway. Where does my 5 gold go
what
to?
What does that look like? What's that?
It's a corridor.
I think it looks like a hallway.
With, like, bunks.
Oh.
In the wall.
Oh.
I assume it's not like a skinny... Oh. I assume it's like a bigger hall.
Yeah.
With just bunk beds.
So let me get this straight. Best druid school in the world. Worst housing experience in the world?
That's if you want to pay nothing for housing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they have, like, free barracks you can stay in.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
If you need it.
I get it. If you don't want to pay... What if I want to stay on school ground? Is there, like, a housing tier option for this?
Yeah, how much do you want to pay?
I was actually... Zeomars was actually interested in seeing how the things were in the Dark District. I know it's not called the Dark District, but...
You can check on the weekends, then, because that is not on school grounds. So you can't pay the school for that.
Never mind. Does the school have a situation like that?
Not a dark area.
Well, I will.
What's the cost of a mid-tier on-campus housing?
About 5 gold a semester.
What?
Okay.
Mid-tier.
Okay. What about lower mid-tier?
Just give us our options.
Yeah.
Just give us our options. So we're going to go through it anyways.
You're right.
There's 1, 5, and 10.
Okay.
One is the lower options. It's like you get a roommate, a single roommate, and you.
Okay.
A
hallway with a door.
Can you choose a roommate, or is it automatically assigned?
Higher or low for favorable results.
No! Hi.
No!
You can't.
You can't?
You cannot choose your roommate.
Well...
Oh, wait, that was for everyone?
Yep.
Oh.
I thought that was for Sam's roommate. I was like, bold, so you just going with this option, Sam? Dang. I forgive you.
You know what? Do you guys want to split the rent somewhere?
Because
the other option is just... Mm-hmm.
So, Ruko owns a boat. I'm going to be living on that.
How far is the boat from up? School?
Can you do that?
Remember, there's trains in the.
Oh, you're right.
Like you can live on any part of the place as long as you like get to school on time.
Mm. Yeah, I have a really early class. That's a relevant question. How far is that?
No, you can take a train that will take you through the city extremely quickly.
Okay, but they run like super early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know because I have a 6 a.m.
It's magic, baby.
So what you're saying is the transportation in this place is off the chain.
Yeah, they have great transportation.
Beautiful. Then yeah, I'm living on a boat.
Your 6 a.m. like training class. Yeah, run from here to the docks.
Here's the training for the class. Get to school.
So that's the 1G. Keep going.
5G gets you a mid-tier room. You can also choose your roommate. You can have up to 2.
Okay.
Roommates.
And the roommates help. Is this per person the cost?
5 gold per person.
Wow, so like actual dorms.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's so trash. Awful. Trash.
And then just out of curiosity, what's the 10 gold?
10 gold, it is a house. Wow. It's a full house that can fit any of your spirits. And we'll just say it at that. It can fit any of your spirits.
That's also 10 gold per person?
Yeah.
Do we have to share it? We have to share it.
Okay.
Well, how many people? What's the max?
It depends. It depends on how many of the other students at the school take this option.
All right. Cool. But same as below, we can choose our roomies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I'm interested in the district that's dark all the time, I can't look like in the newspaper for ads or anything. I gotta like go there on the weekend and find out.
Yeah, you'll have to. We will role play that.
Okay.
We're going house hunting. That's the first adventure. This is the content you listen to.
Real estate.
Orion still has his home.
Oh, does it? Like,
for real?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's cool after we gather some of us?
Hey, sorry about breaking
not
your arm.
Names. I didn't break his arm. Zio didn't break his arm.
It's only a day. I'll talk to him. Can I talk to him? Can I apologize? Can I explain myself?
That was a sparring match, and you broke his arm.
Yeah,
I don't know if an apology is going to cut
it. Play fighting. He triggers a reaction. Arm break. My fight or flight kicked in. I'm sorry.
All right. If Orion's open to being an option, I'm open to asking Orion.
So you're open to asking Orion.
I'm open to asking Orion.
You're staying on your boat.
I'm living on a boat, so you guys can go. You can talk to Orion if you want.
You too.
I'm open to talk to Orion. An estate? I can't compete with that. Not for free.
How far is the estate from the school?
The school's in District 1. The estate's in District 2. It's not that far.
Oh, okay. Then sure. I just don't want to be too far from Alexandria.
The thing is, if you live in the city, not on school properties, you can just live with your spirit. Like, your spirit doesn't have to stay in the stables. They only have to stay in the stables if you live on campus.
Oh.
There's enough space for everyone's gigantic spirit.
Yeah.
Everyone got a Drake wolf and a terror and
a
horse.
It's just like, whoa, chill.
Actually, this might be a little off topic. How many massive spirits are there? Like, huge sized?
In the senior class, almost all the seniors have a huge to colossal sized spirit.
Wow. Okay, so that's kind of average. That's what everyone's getting.
Wow. By the time you get to your senior year, most people pick up
a pretty bigger, massive one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Let's ask Orion. Let's hedge our bets.
The worst he can say is no.
Can we still go back to that housing, or is this our only option for this?
No. You can always the school's very open about its housing, so it's just you can always come back.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I would just like to note out loud that Ruko's a little offended. No one has to live on his boat.
I'm sorry.
Okay, put that out there.
I don't want to be Shanghai.
I don't want to be too far from my horse. That's all.
I'm good. Okay. Feels good.
Zumar is still in the good graces of Orion.
You're right.
So Zumar's got options.
You got options.
So.
Hey, Orion.
We'll roleplay it.
Sweet.
The thing is, since you guys still haven't gone through a bunch of your classes yet,
you're right.
We'll just go ahead and skip it before we can figure out where you guys are staying. We're gonna come back to talking about the classes. Don't worry, this is just the first day.
Okay.
Dope.
So, you guys arrive in District 2 in front of a large castle. Like, the thing is, they say a state, but it's essentially a castle and a ton of houses next to it.
Okay.
Orion stays in the... It is essentially a state home, summer home, for the royal family of the land of Brokander. Do you guys knock on the door?
Yeah. Is there a doorbell?
He doesn't have one of those,
door knockers? Giant,
yeah, the estate-like door knockers that are shaped-like things.
Yeah, I'm gonna knock on the door. Or if there's a door knocker, I'm gonna do the door knocker.
Okay, you knock on the door.
Is there a doorbell? No. I don't think it matters. Sorry, go on.
There's actually a butler that stands outside all 24 hours, and you ask him to knock the door for you.
So, as you open the door, you see... Well, as the door opens for you, it opens very quickly. There is Orion standing there. He doesn't have his mesh shirt on. He is shirtless, bruised up, and in a sling. As you look past him, you see that a large parts of the house are covered in a tarp, as in it's constantly, not under construction, but...
Renovation, remodeling.
Yeah, it's in a constant state of remodeling, but it's also, you see clear lines of dust over the tarp as if no one touches it. Mm-hmm. He looks down at the both of you.
Oh, the three of us, you mean?
Oh, I think it's just us two.
Yeah,
it's
you two.
Oh, I see.
Zimar's to stay.
Yeah,
he has a place to stay.
Oh wait, he just straight up says yes to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, cool. I'm looking for my options. Y'all be breezy.
You're already in the house. You're in the back. You're making lunch. You're good.
You're also just shirtless cooking eggs.
I'm sorry. Continue. Good luck.
What?
Hey, how are you? How are you doing?
He starts shutting the door.
No! I'm gonna hold it up. I thought we were in already. Were we just in the doorway?
No, yeah, no. I said he opened the door. He did not let you guys in.
Oh.
continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So it's just gonna be a me thing. Okay.
No, I'll interject when I can.
I'm gonna stop the door. Wait, hold on.
Break his other arm.
No, don't do that.
I don't think that's my reaction. My go-to isn't breaking arms. I'm not an animal. How many days has it been since I broke? It's still fresh.
It's the first day.
The first day. Okay.
You're measuring this in hours, not days.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
I guess at this point, Ivan's like, oh, so are you feeling any better? I hope they treated you well, the medics at the school. You look better already.
Of course they treated me better. Because they can't let me die.
It'd be unfortunate if you did.
Is there anything you guys want?
I wanted to apologize. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. Fun fact about me. My family... I'm constantly being put up against my siblings, and they would always beat me. Even with moves like that, they would always beat me. And I gotta be real, it struck a nerve. Give a lot of cool stuff, and I just have a punchy glove. And I apologize. I should have taken that far.
So you're telling me your siblings broke your arms?
Were you saying you broke their arms and they still won?
Yeah, like I wasn't saying like moves like that where it's just like, oh yeah, they just beat me still. I don't know if I want to make that part of my backstory.
I'm sorry, I don't know if this is involved. I love that the apology is, I'm so sorry I broke your arm. I used to fight with my siblings and I'd break their arms all the time too.
No, I thought it was like the way around where like they break her arm.
No, I was just like, I would use that move. I didn't claim any broken limbs. I was like, yeah, I would just use that move. So, they didn't take it that far because they didn't have to. Because they would just beat me. There's not a single time that I won a spar, so I honestly was not expecting to win. And you had a cool thing. So, and also if I lose, my spirit doesn't want to talk to me. It's a whole thing. We have a very kind of toxic spirit contract.
Why did you make a spirit contract like that?
Because the spirit was really cool.
Okay. Why are you here?
I wanted to apologize.
Apologize.
No,
Ivan's like trying like nudge Vera to get on with the point.
Did you accept my apology? Are we cool? What's going through your mind? Talk to me. Can I roll to like investigate? Can I roll to perceive? To interpret?
Sure.
To read his mind? So stoic. God, you're so cool. God.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Thank
God. And what was I rolling for?
Insight.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I was trying to think of the actual. I got an 18.
Yeah, he looks visibly upset. Like he's not being stoic. It's like you broke my arm.
I'm sorry.
I guess Ivan. I'm assuming that role is like maybe for the both of us, or like there's like, yeah, he looks upset. Like,
yeah.
Okay, then it's like Ivan pipes in, like, hey, do you want us to like help you with anything? Doesn't seem like it's.
You need help around the house.
Yeah. Do you need help around the house? We could do some chores for you.
It's a clever angle.
Some errands.
That was a clever angle. Thank you. I was floundering.
I can bake. I can cook.
It's part of his backstory.
It's part of my backstory.
You gotta roll the charm, Josemar. You gotta roll. Next roll, you gotta roll something.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yes. What do you want? I hear what she said. I hear what she wants. She wants me to accept her apology. It's kind of hard to accept an apology. The afternoon. The day you broke my arm.
That's fair. The wound's still fresh.
Still very fresh.
The wound's still broken. What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if we could stay with you for at least a semester. Our friend Ziomaris is also here.
I mean,
this is a bad move.
bring her with you.
No.
It's a package deal.
No.
We can't stay, neither can she.
Who?
We were just wondering if maybe we could also... We're not with Xiomaras, trying to cover faces. But we would definitely appreciate it. We noticed that there's a lot of rooms, and we could definitely help out wherever possible. We can also help pay a small portion of whatever rent or whatever is needed, get groceries, etc. Some silver here and there.
Okay, Mr. Moneybags.
I was gonna do something earlier that I forgot to do earlier, but I feel like it's kind of in poor taste now.
Oh, what you were gonna do?
I was gonna give him my cloak, because I feel like I did not deserve it. So I'm gonna do that.
I don't think it's in poor taste. I feel like it's like, because out of all the freshmen, like, it was just us that had it, so it's like, it seems like...
Yeah.
It seems like a nice gesture.
Yeah.
They're looking at me with the eyes, it's
so,
like...
After Ivan just said what she said, you're just taking off the cloak and giving it to him.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm not wearing it. I assume that's just in my, like, what I was picturing is just in my hands, and I was just gonna just drape it over him. And I'm just gonna wait outside. I am not winning on this. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna roll the charm. Yeah, you can't roll the charm on. Yeah, I don't know. I'm willing for this to come off as charming. Please, God. Oh, thank God. I got a 9.
I got a 1.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, sorry, I thought your hand was up.
Oh, no, I'm just keeping the mic from tilting away from me.
I don't want this. And he shrugs his shoulder and lets it fall to the ground. And then you see on the cloak a red line just appear along the bottom. And the red line disappears.
What does that mean?
Oh, you didn't... They didn't continue class after you broke my arm.
I feel like everything was a lot silted.
Once you're given a cloak, it's kind of bonded to you.
Oh.
You can't give it to anyone. You can't try to give it away or sell it. Or you lose a strike against you at the college.
What?
Strike one.
It was a gesture.
3 strikes and you're kicked out.
It was a gesture.
Oh my, of the school?
Of the school.
Oh, that's 1 strike.
But you did something really stupid to make up for doing something really stupid. So come in. You can stay in the basement with the rats.
Do I have a yes? Yes.
Did you ask?
I wasn't sure if that was like, if you meant both of us.
I wrote a 1 for Vera.
Oh.
So you cheered as my arm broke.
Hey.
What did you offer me?
you're right, I forgot about that.
I did cheer. I mean, okay, as I mentioned before, I bake, I can cook, I can clean.
But yeah, I'm... just like, start flirting with him, please.
Why don't you just apologize?
I didn't do that. Okay, I didn't think you'd remember. Sorry for cheering. Vera's my friend. My first friend here at the Arcanum. So it's like, I saw her do something that I thought was cool. So I just, not the breaking the arm thing. In general, no.
Watch out here too, they put their foot in their mouth for a good 20 minutes.
Vera with, so I used to lose fights, so I broke your arm. And Joe's fine with your, yeah, that was cool, she broke your arm, so I cheered.
I'm sorry that happened, but
I'm
it looked dope.
I'm surprised he let you stay in the basement.
With the rats.
I wouldn't let you put a tip up in my life.
But yes, I apologize for doing that. Again, Vera's my friend. I didn't mean to like cheer for the negative actions or the consequences.
If it means anything, that you carried on like a champ. Yeah. You got me.
Yeah, that your beast spirit was like super impressive.
You didn't use any cheap tricks.
I have not seen anything like that.
That's how it is in Lulova. Surprise attacks, left and right. It's a family trick.
When you said surprise attacks, left and right, all I could picture is you punching him in the face right then.
That's Santana's thing. She just surprise attacks people. Yeah, we're having a conversation. Have a conversation. Wham! So you get him.
In fact, I can bake you something today as an apology gift.
Can I also help you bake something just so the basement...
Vera, stop talking.
Sorry.
You're already in the house. Get inside.
I'm gonna get inside.
Ivan.
Yes?
Drop to one knee, please.
Okay. And then Ivan does it. He does understand why, but...
So you offered to cook and clean. This estate hasn't had a butler in years.
Okay.
To pay off you staying here, you have to work for me.
For the semester?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Sure.
So, I need you to... roll an arcana.
Okay. Oh, arcana.
Hey, you just got a job.
You're gonna be bound to the house. They're always making runes over there.
No.
I think this is probably gonna be like a magical promise kind of thing.
It's a debt rune.
Oh, I would tell you so.
Oh, wow.
Morgan Oathkeeper's gonna show
I
up.
I actually have something if we roll the same thing.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Arcana, intelligence. So it's, I have.
If you roll 22. The same thing, you have to give each other a big old hug.
You escaped community service, but now you're now you're regular
right.
service. Now you're
right. I feel less bad now. I took the whole fall for you.
Boat don't look so bad now, does it?
So you made this is a thing that my father used to do.
Okay.
This is to ensure that you never betray me or my secrets or anything you see in this household. You will be my cleaner. My combat butler, my trusted advisor. And then he places a hand on your forehead.
Wait, can I get more clarification for combat butler?
And you feel a surging of green energy go into your body.
Okay. Okay, sure. I suppose.
Sure.
I don't know.
Green energy.
I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, this might as well happen.
I mean, I
where
don't.
Where else am I gonna
my
go?
Father used to do what?
I figured I can't stop it. He's putting something in me.
So I don't know
what
just being on a boat.
So this is a choice you make. I'm sorry, Derek. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me know. You got a willing victim right over here.
Listen,
Candyman didn't even have to say anything. Go ahead, Josmar.
This is the first time Ivan's had like friends in his life, so it's like.
Oh my god.
But you know, this is the first time that Orion has ever had friends in his life.
Both of you are so maladjusted.
You have a weird definition of friend.
This time his dad made his friends stay around.
Oh.
Orion, I hired a new friend for you.
Can we go? I just need... We're in a neutral space and we need to get out of here.
We have an hour. We have
I need to figure out whether going to heaven or hell right now because this purgatory sucks.
Okay, you are... You don't know.
I don't know.
You didn't get any information.
Wow.
Just put green magic in your...
That's put so it, fucking...
Oh my god.
Okay. Green.
Yeah, put it in equipment and character notes. Green magic.
I really hope that he doesn't like teleport me out of nowhere.
Y'all could have just stayed in the dorms.
You guys could have just stayed on boats.
What was the desperation?
This is funnier. This is wackier.
The answer. Yeah.
You could be pulling in Ocean's 11 on the actual ocean, but now you're a butler.
Now I'm a butler. For this, no, I very specifically mentioned just for the semester.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's.
I don't. That's.
Let's rock.
Was that part of the contract?
So.
You just got kicked out of druid school, man. This is your new career.
God.
So, everyone's focuses are essentially just majors.
Yeah.
So Ivan has some green ooze in him. Anyways, back to the school. Everyone's majors. I've been irreparably changed, possibly forever, possibly permanently. Anyways, school time.
Ivan, you're doing linguistic restoration and spiritus. Vera, you're doing artifice and linguistics. Ziomaris, you're doing shadowmancy. Ruko, you're doing artifice.
Yeah, we had the same major, me and and Vera. So we'll probably have some same classes down the line.
Yeah.
So, Ivan.
Hi.
Linguistics.
Linguistics.
This focus aims to bring an understanding of the runic language to students. To study the written building blocks of the world, runes allow an individual to see the basic building blocks of how the world is set up and rewrite those rules. They are the runes are the great equalizers of this world of magic. Runes can take a level 1 druid and allow them to theoretically take down someone far beyond their means. While they provide a great amount of power, runes are also extremely dangerous to utilize. Proceed with extreme caution. Restoration. The focus of restoration is a focus dealing exclusively in the preservation and restoration of life via healing. Within the Arcanum, restoration takes on a more grueling task. The Arcanum exclusively trains combat medics. The great contradiction of the battlefield, medics that are taught to cause harm to prevent harm. Usually, the medic attempts to avoid taking damage. A combat medic jumps into the fray to ensure that they can save as many people as possible. And then finally, we also have Spiritus, which is
The Vaconix and the Spirit of the Guardian World.
That's a class within Spiritus. Spiritus in general is a sort of martial arts.
Oh.
It teaches inner focus through the use of controlling your body, which is why it's great for Vaconix to take, because it's all about mastering your magic, mastering your control over yourself. Right. Vera.
Yes.
And Ruko. Mm-hmm. The focus of Artifice deals almost entirely in the imbuing of magical properties into objects. Objects ranging from works of art to weapons and armor. In recent years, with Nico Vega taking the reins as the master of Artifice, he has pushed the focus on form. Function isn't ignored, but very often the aesthetics of artifice has grown to an absurd degree under the College of here at the Arcanum. Due to this, the artifice focus sits at the cutting edge of fashion, and some of the greatest artifice designers have come from this department, as they constantly push the edges of function and fashion. Students will often be contracted to make designs, to hope that they make a big enough name to stand out. So essentially what that means is that when you take a workshop class or something, people are going to start coming to you guys like, hey, I want something made. And you can sell that.
Nice.
To either help with your tuition or just like help with like stuff in
general. Having money.
Nice. Yeah.
And then finally, the last major. Ziomaris. Shadowmancy is perhaps the newest form of magic. The focus of Shadowmancy manipulates the powers of death, unlife, and the life force. All things that are characterized by the void. No one is quite sure what the effects of Shadowmancy are, but it is imperative to explore this unknown source of magic. And ending with that, let's talk about your first class. This is what you learned from Introduction to Spirit Bonding. I will have these notes available after class.
Yay!
So, over the past decades, druids have been increasingly interested in the value of our druidic bonds. The goods, and then when we say goods within this setting, it's the positive things that they generate. So we're just calling that the goods. Because that's more fun than...
The positives.
Yeah.
The goods generate, or perhaps of which they consist, are obviously important both instrumentally and non-instrumentally for how well individuals' lives go on various accounts of what makes a life good. These goods are highly desired by most people, can bring a lot of pleasure and joy, and at least some of them, such as friendship or love, have objective value. More recently, these goods, these things from druidic bonds, have also been said to be relevant to determining individuals' duties and even rights. In particular, there are several reasons to be concerned with their distribution, aka the distribution of these juridic bonds, aka not everyone has these bonds, and is that an ethical problem within the world? Personal relationships represent a significant and non-substitutable component of individuals' well-being. And being a druid, these spiritual bonds are an essential relationship that you must have. As druids, it seems important to ensure that all individuals enjoy these goods to a sufficient or perhaps equal degree. As druids, it's your job to ensure and safeguard this bond between spirit and mortal. Theories of justice, which have for a long time been mostly preoccupied with the distribution of material goods, started to show interest in the distribution of personal relationship goods, or the distribution of the druidic bond. And yet, the claim that there are duties of justice to distribute them, and that states are amongst the bearers of such duties, raise several problems. And within this class, you'll be going across those problems. So, throughout this first week, as you gain a greater understanding of the relationship between spirit and druid, like, the thing is, essentially, what you guys got, for a lot of you, might be nothing but nonsense. But the whole point of the class is extrapolating what that giant chunk of paragraph we just went over across the next 16 weeks. Sorry, next 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. You do have homework. Students must write a one-paragraph response to the following question. Why shouldn't everyone have druidic bonds? Okay. And we'll go over it next week. Or the next time we record. And since that was the one class everyone shared, I can start going at you guys individually.
Nice.
Tilly gave me that thumbs up because Zeomaris, you took Bound Conjuration.
I did.
So, it's 11 o'clock to 11:50 a.m. Class notes. This class, you mostly just went over the syllabus throughout this first week. Bound Conjuration is a basic tenet of the School of Conjuration. In order to take part in Bound Conjuration, you have to understand underlying concepts about space and time. This week, we will not explore. We're not going to completely explore the relationships, but instead go into a number of different exercises to get you used to existing in time. You also have homework.
Okay.
Write a one paragraph response on what you think the relationship between space and time is.
Okay. Got it.
A general question. All homework would be due before next class, or would be the next time we record?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Shadowmancy Zoology.
Got it. Taking notes in real time.
Go for it.
So in this class, you guys skip the syllabus and go directly into teaching.
Mm. Wow, that sounds dangerous.
So, you don't go into the field yet. But one thing you do learn throughout this week, this class is being taught by your master, Arcane.
Sweet.
He's not a great teacher. Okay. But he's also not the one that necessarily grades your papers. So.
What's that mean?
His classes might be a bit difficult to pass.
Okay.
You, it's the only thing. I honestly, actually, roll a straight intelligence. No, roll straight wisdom tour. You're trying to gleam something.
Okay. Roll straight wisdom?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want that to be intelligence? I got it.
Is rolling straight wisdom just like not?
It's just no adding. I got a 4.
Mm. Can you add a nature to that?
That's actually intelligence. So, do you want me to do intelligence?
Something you can do.
Then it's a 5.
at least in 5e, that's kind of common, is you would roll, for example, a nature check with a different modifier depending on the environment. So the DM could say, hey, I know you're rolling a nature check, but it's more wisdom than intelligence based, so roll that check, but with this modifier.
Do we do that in World of Valor?
No. I'll just have you roll an intelligence check.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, do I just go with that one?
Yeah, just go with that one.
5.
So what you're able to glean is that...
Nice.
It seems as if what he's trying to say...
Do I have to do this every class? I hate this! All right.
What he's trying to say is that with shadow, with Void Beast, they seem to have multiple levels of evolution.
Got it.
And he's also trying to get you to bring your Anonis egg to the class.
Oh. What? Just to study? Or?
He just says to bring it to class.
Alright,
He punches it.
Sure. I mean, sure, this is... I guess this is what Zeomaris brought it for anyways.
Okay.
Wait, do I have permission to say no?
Yeah, he's asking you.
Oh, can I bring it, like, next week?
Sure.
He makes scrambled eggs with it.
Next week?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what's the intention?
It's Benedict.
I mean, why?
We're going to crack it open.
Like, right now?
We're going to see what it takes to break it.
Like, in a way to make it hatch?
Yeah.
I mean...
But not instill confidence.
And, he looks... Zeomaris looks at the egg. All right. Then we bring it this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, your class takes place between 7:30 and 9:30 at night. On Wednesday...
Wait a second. I forgot one important question. Where is this beast going to stay? Because I doubt District 8 wants an Anonis roaming around.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. So, we bring it this week.
Okay. So... what I want you to bring like 4 of your friends and meet me 12:30 at night in the morning of Swords Day.
Like, right, is that my homework? Should I be writing that down?
Yeah.
Okay. Homework: bring egg plus 4 people. 12 a.m. Swords Day?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Cool. Continue.
So, you also took another class. You took a lot of class.
Yeah, baby! We're here to learn!
The ecological impact of dark magic.
Got it.
For this week, these are your class notes. It's looking in within the world and it's in the looks of a light metaphor and a dark metaphor. The light metaphor is perpetual favorite for druids. We seek to reevaluate its opposite, darkness, or the void. In this class, the professor claims that there are good reasons to favor darkness over light, or at least not to see them as mutually incompatible or in a hierarchical
Hierarchical? I don't... We get it. Yes, moving on.
So in a sense, the ecological impact of dark magic might be something we should deal with or isn't allowed to happen. In recent juridic academic circles, they argue that that with the light metaphor represents the promise of clarity and objectivity is exactly what makes our ideas of metaphysics problematic within this world. Maybe we need a good sense to acknowledge darkness as a positive contribution to mortal life. At the very least, par with the light. In this class, we'll be challenging the metaphysics of presence, and providing an alternative way of thought. You have no homework for this week.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Biological impact of shadowmancy on mortals. Class notes. What is the void? Why does the void have such negative reactions to people? What does the void do to them? In this class, we're going to debate and research this topic. And that's all you learn for this week.
Cool.
And this class is also taught by Arcade.
Okay. Do I have to make another roll?
No, that's it. Like,
thank you.
Essentially, he tells you that every day you come to the class.
What's the deal with the void?
Really? I'm sorry. If I seem annoyed, it's because I'm like, am I really going to have to roll every freaking time just to understand what the hell this professor, who is supposed to be at the top of this field, is saying in his class? Asia's annoyed. I feel like there's nothing more annoying than a professor who knows his stuff but isn't able to tell me.
Does he know his stuff?
You know what? You're right. Does anyone know their stuff? What's the deal with the void?
So, Ivan.
Hi.
Introduction to Restoration.
Yes.
Restoration is a field that seeks to explore fundamental issues in theory, research, and practice within the health sciences, particularly metaphysical and epistemological topics. Debates have occurred in the past over whether there is a distinct field rightly termed restoration. But as there are now dedicated journals and professional organizations, a relatively well-established canon of scholarly literature, and distinctive questions and problems, it is defensible to claim that restoration has now established itself. That being said, restoration serves as a foundation for many debates within bioethics. Given that it analyzes fundamental components of the practice of medicine that frequently arise in bioethics. Such as concepts of disease. Restoration has also made important contributions to general juridicism of science, and particularly to understanding of explanation, causation, and experimentalization, as well as debates over applications of scientific knowledge. Finally, restoration has contributed to discussions on methods and goals within both research and practice in the medical and health sciences.
Bioethics.
Okay.
For your homework, you have to respond to the question, what do you think bioethics is?
Is that one paragraph? Is that a research paper?
One paragraph.
Okay.
It's one word. Bioethics.
The ethics of bio. Boom. You're welcome. That was for free.
Understanding language. This class teaches you about the runic language and the things that you can do for it. This class is extremely simple.
Okay.
It's for people who have no idea what a rune is. Oh. So, it is a class where they have you. They're just like, yeah, runes, you can do a lot with them. They don't tell you what you can do with them, and you're just practicing your handwriting.
Okay.
Well. Your homework. You have to draw me 5 perfect circles, 5 perfect triangles, 5 perfect pentagrams, 5 perfect octagrams.
So just all the shapes?
Yes, you gotta draw all the shapes.
But it'd be perfect. We're gonna measure that.
What was the name of this class again?
Understanding Language.
Note to self, never take Understanding Language.
It's a gen ed.
It's an easy class.
I just draw shapes.
I would assume. I don't know how hard they grade in regards to, like,
perfect circle.
Do I have to...
Have to freehand that? Or can you use the compass?
Yeah, what she said.
Can I use a protractor?
High or low for favor of
I mean, are they going to know if you're, like, tracing cylinders?
I will, because I'm grading your homework.
Can you tell that, though?
You better get a compass.
Honestly, I can't tell. I don't want you to trace it, but
I could tell.
I wouldn't be able to tell.
I could tell.
So high or low for favor of results, if you're allowed to.
Let's go with low.
92.
Okay.
Well, I should play the lotto.
So I can't.
Nope, you can't.
Okay.
But who would know? Freehand that. Who would know if you cheated? Good luck. All you have to do is fool Derek.
Okay.
All you have to do is fool me. In real life. Like, we're not rolling for
it. When you think about it, when you're drawing runes, no one's like, no, you can't trace that part of the rune.
I mean, If I have the tools with me.
So you're gonna bring a cylinder into battle? Mm. No, look at this scrub with the cylinder. That's so he can't stop perfect circles. Merc him.
You make a good point, but I love the idea of someone with just a bunch of shapes in their backpack when they're drawing runes.
Yeah, but if you don't know how to freehand purpose circles, you can't just draw the rune however big you want. You have to use the confined container. Right. So practice. Okay. That's why we get education.
Fine.
Boom, baby.
Vakonix, first Guardians of the Spirit Realm. This class posits that Vakonix are the beings most equipped to safeguard the Spirit Realm. And then for the most part for this week, you just meditate.
Oh, okay.
So your homework. You need to practice mindfulness for 10 minutes. I will send you the link afterwards.
Thank you.
And then you have to keep a log of it.
Okay.
Can you get a sponsorship?
When you say log, can it be like a written log?
Yeah, it can be a written log.
How long does that have to be?
I guess paragraph.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
So I skipped one of your classes. Basic combat medic.
Yeah.
So on fire day, at the start of your class.
Okay.
You are pulled to the side by the professor.
Who's the professor?
Adeshina Phoenix.
Oh, that's my mentor.
Adeshina Phoenix grips you by the head.
Ow. Okay.
Bring 4 of your friends and come with me.
Right now or a specific time?
Right now.
Is there a reason?
Yes.
I thought you would say the reason. Okay. Have I made friends in this class yet?
What about those troublemakers you always hang out with? I don't need them to be in the class.
Oh, okay. I'll go find and bother them, I suppose. Hopefully they're available at this time. So I go find Vera, Ziomaris, Ruko, and Damien. Yeah, perfect. Those 4.
The core.
Okay. The core. Vera's actually in class right now.
Okay, so instead of Vera, I'll go with
Orion. You can ask if she would like to leave.
I'm not going to skip class. Yeah. Not the first week. Maybe try me again.
Do you know what class it is?
What class is it?
It is Advanced Language Studies.
I need that class.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll grab Orion instead of Vera.
Orion also has class.
Okay.
Are you going to let Orion know that he was your second choice?
I wouldn't. Absolutely not. I feel like there's like a rift between us currently.
Oh, ask that one mean girl.
ZMRs is free.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought he asked. I thought it was in there.
Oh, no. Sorry. I was just going through everyone's schedule.
No, I'm so sorry. Continue.
Hi. So ZMRs. Is Damien free?
Yes.
I'll ask 2. Damien.
Damien just doesn't go to class.
That's fair.
We're a rebel. Without a cause.
Ruko has a class.
What class?
Finding the magic of art.
How far into class is this? Like right at the start?
Yeah, this would be right at the start of class.
This is taught by Nico, right?
Yeah.
See, Nico's my mentor.
No, I get it. I get
it. I'm gonna laugh so hard if Nico pulls me aside and he's like, find 4 of your friends.
That's really funny.
Because if he did that, because also one of your teachers was like, go get 4 of your friends.
Yeah, but that's on Swords Day, so we're good.
That's next.
No classes on Swords.
It's in the middle of the night.
What class do you have at 12 a.m. on Swords Day? Scrub. That's right.
Real quick, because Ruko might go or not. Can I get a quick breakdown on the class I'm currently in?
You're legitimately just being like lectured on. Like, hey, look at this picture over there. What magic can you find from that?
Sounds like an easy class.
Excuse me. I'm going to pop into character real quick. Forgot I just said that in English accent. So I'm guessing, I assume Ivan like knocks at the door.
Yeah.
Does the teacher respond at all, or how's that go?
What?
Can I borrow Ruko for a second? Maybe not for a second. Let's say the class period. Please.
Why do you need Ruko?
I was just told to bring some friends over to combat, basic medic combat training with Addition to Phoenix.
Okay. You can take them. Ruko, remember the homework for this week.
Thank you so much,
sir. We'll find out when we go through your classes.
Okay, I say, did I know that already?
I say my thank yous to the professor, and then I just bring Ruko along.
So Ruko's going to start walking out, and as they start walking out the back way, Ruko's just kind of, under his breath, look over towards Ivan. Thank you.
Okay, so that's boring. That's three. Zirmaris, Damien, Ruko.
Mm-hmm.
You could always ask Jack.
Absolutely not.
You could always ask one of the sad people who's with Jack.
You're right.
Absolutely not.
Get Alanis.
No, I was actually going to ask, do I know where, like, the person that I sparred with, do I know where she is?
No.
Ah, damn.
On the way to wherever we're going, whenever we pass a student, Ruko's just going to point at someone and just say, are you busy right now? If we pass any students walking that way.
High or low for favorable results?
Low.
It's just Jack.
Five.
Pretty low.
Okay. So is that, like, successful?
You find a student that's free.
Let me roll
to see who it is.
I so hope it's someone who's overbearing, because that's, like, the only kind of student we've gotten.
Number 68.
Okay. Nice.
Almost. Yeah.
Okay. It is a sophomore.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Upperclassman over here.
That is so funny.
Don't look in your face.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be a murderer.
My mom!
It's going to be...
That can't be the person you got. That's so funny.
What is this?
I need to know what's happening.
It's just a real murderer.
Who's the random person I just shouted at there?
We got one of Jack's flunkies. That's not going to be the funniest thing to happen, but he just keeps saying, are you serious?
So, you grab... Okay. Someone that has the appearance of a wolf.
Okay.
Like they have like a kind of human like face with like wolf features.
Okay.
They are 11
That's years hilarious. Old.
11 years old, and That's they are a sophomore.
Prodigy.
Okay. Ooh,
what's his name? Bro?
I don't judge.
Oh. All
right, Shakira.
I was also gonna make a Shakira joke.
You want to know why it's funny?
Why?
Character's name is Dune.
That's
funny.
Oh, no. So during while you were trying to watch Dune.
The SEO clicks. SEO, my
bad. Excuse me, Tiny Timothy Chalamet. We are going to...
That's a wolf.
We are going to a medic class. We need volunteers. Are you able to come join us and help us out?
Are they free, though?
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the initial role.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, they're going to be free.
Right.
Yeah, I'm free.
Would you like to join us, please?
Sure, I'll go.
Sounds great. We have four now.
I give him like a little fist bump to show like friendliness.
Mm-hmm. And then they like put up their fist.
And
they don't move it closer.
Oh, so I gently just sort of like a light tap.
And then as you go, they extend their hand out. And then you punch the palm of their hand.
They snailed me?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's like you never had
that. That was like a turkey is what I
think. It's a turkey if you do it sideways and you put your thumb out. It's just you're punching their palm, that doesn't look like a turkey. This when you put your your palm and put your thumb out, that's the turkey.
I never see people do it like that. I just thought it was just like the... It doesn't matter. Sorry. Go on.
I'm endeared by that.
That's an audio podcast.
That was cute anyways, so it's like, okay, come on, kid.
Where are you going?
We're going back to my class. Do you know Addition to Phoenix and her class?
Oh, yeah. She's a descendant of the founders of the school.
Yeah, her. We're going over there now. Come with.
Is this your first week of class?
It is.
No!
being condescended to a child?
Condescended? He's putting together the pieces, buddy. He's oh here at God. 11. He's not going to get the wool pulled over your eyes. What? I'm going to walk into a combat medic class first week? They're asked to get a group of people? What? Think.
I respond like...
They're smarter than you.
They really are. They have to be. Yeah, this is my first week. Mm.
Okay. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And then you get back to the classroom.
Okay.
And as you walk in, it's no longer a classroom. It is now an arena.
Oh. God. Okay.
In the center of the arena sits Adeshina Phoenix.
Oh my God.
The hair pulled into kind of a tight bun on the top of their head.
Is she about to beat me up?
Have your friends sit in the stands.
Okay. You guys heard her. Go sit. Please.
Do you guys sit?
Yeah. I'll go sit.
Okay.
So as you guys sit, Deshina Phoenix looks at you guys. This is the first trial of becoming a combat medic. These are the teachings that Don Phoenix were taught, who taught those to Avery Phoenix, who then taught those to their followers. In order to be a combat medic, you must learn how to heal, but you must also learn how to take a beating. Roll initiative.
Like all of us?
That's just Ivan.
So funny. Okay.
So you brought us here to watch you get your ass beat?
Like, I really hope not.
I think we are the ones doing beating.
It's a lesson for all of us.
Mm. Oh, no. You guys are in the stands.
No, it's a lesson for all. We can all see. We have to watch. We just watch.
Okay. Visual learning. Do I have weapons or is it just hand to hand?
No, you have weapons.
Well, okay, I'm going to take this class. Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Ivan, you will be going up against me. Oh. Actually. So he got a 10.
Mm. Okay.
Just to let you guys know, I rolled a 2.
Ooh.
That doesn't sound...
Ooh.
Okay. That's like a 40 dexterity score.
What's the point of this
fight? The numbers don't go that high.
He's going to beat me up in front of all my classmates. It's going to make my popularity go down.
No, go ahead, roll that dice. Roll that dice, Josmar.
I don't know what to roll for. I rolled an 8. There's no way I can even be
close to that.
Yeah.
And then they're standing in the center of the room. You're currently 20 feet from them. Okay. And they look at you. And they say, your job is to come at me like you're going to kill me.
Okay.
Don't worry, you won't.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
Really quick, they look up at the stands. To be, and they're teaching at the same time. To be a combat medic, you must be prepared to go up against impossible odds, and to also be the ones that support a combat medic, you must be okay with letting the combat medic do the bulk of the fighting. So essentially, watch your friend get his.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Hey, you're just here to be accessories to murder.
It sounds like the 11-year-old has seen this before.
It really
That's
did.
Why he said good luck to you.
Tsuruko is gonna raise his hand after that, just kind of to confirm. So we don't need to do anything. We just stand here and watch you beat him up.
Yes, of course.
So can I?
Good luck.
Can I telepathically tell my horse to come here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm doing that. Is that a whole action or is that ?
That's a bonus action. Go ahead and roll.
Okay,
for
cool.
It.
What is that? A 6?
Yeah.
What?
On a horse stage.
Is that
nature?
Nature. I have a 9.
Add your intelligence modifier.
No, that was my the plus 3 was it.
Oh.
Because that's a 6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then 6 plus 3 would be 9.
They do not hear you.
Darn, okay. That's fine. I'd like to keep my distance, so I'll just use
Can you use another bonus action and just try to call it again, or do you have to wait a bit, or?
You'd use another bonus action. That would just be an action.
No, that's fair. I don't know how important the mana and stuff. I don't know.
Ivan's like weighing his options because like clearly like Adeshin Fiend is not going to go after me, so I'm like deciding what to do first. Should I have like a shield, or should I just use a spell right now, or
as you're thinking,
okay,
Dune is looking at you guys. Adeshin of Phoenix does this like once a week to the new medic students to kind of keep them humble. We have a problem within the school where the combat medics tend to try to take the place of the jocks of the school, but Adeshin of Phoenix doesn't have time to cultivate that sort of environment.
Is she going to expect us to show up for all of these, or is this kind of one-time thing? Because I do have other classes.
Well, because Ivan's about to be made an example of, this is like the last time Ivan hopefully has to go through this. But if Ivan gets in trouble into other classes, or like gets in trouble at school, or like hangs out with the wrong crowd, this will happen again.
Darn.
So branch out your social circles.
Now, what do we consider, air quotes, the wrong crowd?
Well, apparently there's a freshman. And then the thing is, in the hall, you guys are noticing that in the hallway, Dune was extremely nervous. But it's like, within this combat situation, they're talking clear, articulate.
They're good.
They are good.
Yeah.
There is a freshman named Jack that's causing a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
He's an asshole.
I don't think we have to worry about having too much of that.
Well, there's also apparently a Damien Fiore that keeps skipping classes. Damien is next to you guys, and he's kind of cringing in his face. And
Ziomaris just straight up looks at him. Damn. Ah.
So every time she gets a bad grade, you're getting beat up.
That's so funny. Okay, I'll just
dip below 3.0. You get beat up.
I guess I'll just use Mirror's Snap, and then it'll be 3 mana for me to use, and it's like they're at least 20 feet away. So,
also, one thing that I noticed that we really haven't gone over. Whenever you use magic, you are half. Well, you now know that you're half human because of the entrance. Yeah, there was a point in time where he was given visions of his.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, you now know you're half human, but you're also half Adari.
Yes.
So whenever you still have that eternal lightning within you. Mm-hmm. So whenever Ivan utilizes their magic, they dip into looking like Adari.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember reading that part of the description.
So.
Okay.
You use your magic and you see your electricity charging around you. You're aiming it at
Additional.
At, okay. Go ahead. Okay. Roll to hit.
11. What's that? Arcana?
Arcana.
That would be 16.
No. You see it hits her, but it arcs around her body.
I figured. Is that just my turn, or is like Ivan's clearly like confused? Is like, okay, I aim straight for her.
Okay.
Is she not gonna do anything?
Okay. Sorry. Now it's her turn.
Okay.
I gave you a chance to get one hit in.
It went over you, ma'am. It's my professor.
You're right, it's her.
She just knocks me out with a punch.
She gets a 2.
Does a 74 hit?
Does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
Dang.
I rolled a 13.
Dang.
I like how you're giving us the actual roll for scale.
So.
Am I wearing the cloak?
You are wearing the cloak.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I was just...
Yeah, so actually...
Hey, I'm actually enrolled in the school? Because otherwise it's going to be a crime.
She uses her wings to fly towards you. And you see, for a brief second, before the attack lands, her hand is outstretched towards you in a fist, and then it turns into the size of a dragon.
Ooh, okay.
Let's roll for damage.
Ooh. I have 18 health. Whatever she does, it will knock me out clean.
She rolls a 1.
Yeah, she could roll a 1.
Yeah, you're right. She could roll a 1 and it won't count.
Are you carefully selecting this? What do you need, sir?
3d12s. I have 2.
Yikes.
Get one more.
Seven, two. Plus 3d6 of fire damage.
Wow. I think that would just knock me out.
4, 2, so 7, 7, 14. Yeah, that just knocks you out.
Yeah.
Wait, how much is your HP?
18.
Dang.
And then, before you can hit the ground, there's steam over the room. Adeshian of Phoenix is gripping you by, like, the front of your shirt. You're passed out. And they look out at your friends. Make sure he remembers this.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, him. Ooh, hey.
Do you have cameras in the World of Valor? Can we take a picture?
No.
It's a food dragon mustache on.
All right. Ooh.
Okay, and you have no homework for that day.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Recover.
Yeah. Essentially.
And you're passed out for the rest of the day. That's you.
Yeah.
Long rest.
Hey. Hi.
You have an introduction to Spiritus class? Uh-huh. Spiritus training involves activities that can improve flexibility, cardiovascular health, and hand-body coordination. Injuries in Spiritus training are usual, but can be avoided by proper breathing, stretching, and wearing the proper equipment. Spiritus uses systems of offensive and defensive combat movements, which includes proper punching, kicking, blocking, and other combative skills. Many people often associate Spiritus to violence and brutality, even though this form of art was developed for self-defense. This craft is not just about throwing punches or performing high kicks. It is inherently a philosophy that stresses that people should live in peace and harmony with everyone, including yourself. Spiritus emphasizes on the essence of self-control, respect for others, and positive perspective to strive for the best in life, such as not breaking people's arms. Spiritus is part of a tradition that gives emphasis on the fortification of the mind, body, and spirit. It seeks to emphasize that a true practitioner of Spiritus must become physically, mentally, emotionally strong enough to avoid fighting. Homework. Meditate for 10 minutes daily.
Okay, that's fair.
And keep a log that you return in next week.
I assume it's like just a paragraph, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Advanced language studies. In this class, you're skipping the syllabus because you're in an advanced class. So we're not telling you what the class is about. Today, you need to make a rune that blows stuff up.
I'm happy with my shapes all of a sudden.
Okay.
You can only use the components you have because we did not go over any new components. But you have to cause a significant explosion. You have to do that by next class.
Okay. Is there a lab that I can go to that can try this out? Or is it just like, oh yeah, just blow things up in the town?
You can do it within your runic workshop lab.
Okay, cool.
Foundation study.
Now, also, for the last class, it was for understanding language.
Advanced language studies.
Sorry.
You're good.
Proceed.
So, Foundation Studio. It is a beginner artificing classes. You're just but the thing is, it's not a class where they're teaching you how to do anything. It's a class where they have different projects, and then once you hit those projects, you create that thing. So right now, you have to create a ring. It can have any sort of magical effect you want, but you have to create a ring, and you have a week to do it. You're not being told how to create a ring. You're not given any of the materials. Create a ring. Runic Workshop, it's essentially a class where normally you can sell your runes to people, sell runic concepts to people, but you'll be using it for your homework. So this week, that class is kind of a wash. Ruko, your class list is a lot smaller. Physical training. You only have homework for that class. In a minute, I need you to do as many push-ups you can do. This is in real life, not in your in a minute, see how many push-ups you can do.
Okay.
And then just let me know.
And go.
I can bring up a timer.
No.
Real time.
No.
100.
Honestly, I think I'm going to edit this part out. I think that would be a really shitty thing for me to do. Like, to like be like, oh yeah, you have the exercise class? Run a mile right now.
Right now.
I see you notice that we have a new treadmill. There you go.
Introduction to Artifice. So, you actually took the introduction class. So you actually get to learn something.
Yeah.
So, essentially Artifice, while Nico and a lot of the people that go into it are essentially fashion designers that are making really cool armor, but make it fashion. Mm-hmm. You don't have to follow that. And if you don't do that, you won't be graded negatively against it. Because Nico's not the only grader for it. So, within this class, you are introduced to a magical component. Now let me tell you what that magical component is.
I see. I was like, intro classes, worthless. John's getting
it. Has to start with the intro classes.
No. I see. There is value in it.
There's actually a pretty decent amount of value in the intro classes.
The beginning is the very best place to start.
Okay, Julie Andrews.
The magic component you learned is decelerate. You make a minor change in the way time interacts with a single creature or object within range until the end of your next turn. The target speed is reduced by 10 feet. Your first assignment for this class is to make the most useless pair of shoes.
Okay.
So, you're going to have to go and find the material yourself, either by buying it or hunting it. And Ruka, we have your final class.
All right.
So, you walk into Finding the Magic of Art to find that you are the only person in the class.
That makes the flashback that we did earlier where I went and joined Ivan so much funnier.
As you walk into the class, you don't see a professor. You don't see anything on the wall. This is the class that's on your schedule, but there's no one here.
Are there paintings hanging up on the walls?
No, there are not. The only thing is a blackboard in the front of the classroom. And that's it.
All right. I'm going to start drawing as best as I can a kind of prototype of what my arm looks like and improvements that I could be making on it on the blackboard.
But remember, if there's no teacher after 10 minutes, you can leave.
Legally, I'm allowed to leave. But I'm up here. I'm going to start drawing that on the blackboard.
What are you doing?
I'm going to turn to look who says that.
It's someone that is much shorter than you. They look about 12.
Is it Dune?
No.
Have I met... Chronologically, have I met Dune yet? Is this a time travel?
No, you haven't met Dune yet.
Okay.
It is a 12-year-old with blonde hair and red eyes. And they have a crown on their head.
Okay, John knows who this is, but Ruka's got no idea. I am simply waiting for teacher for this class.
Interesting. What are you writing on the board?
Well, this is just the drawing of magical technology that I'm working on.
And Ruka at that point will hold up his arm. I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the professor.
When I signed up for the class, did it say who was teaching it?
Yeah.
And who was teaching this?
Nico Samoon Atlas.
Well, to be honest, I have met teacher Nico for this class. You are not, well, you are a child. And not that person that I have already met, so.
What are the person that you already met? What do they look like?
At that point, Ruko will kind of raise his hand to approximately how tall Nico was.
Well, for starters, they were about this tall. And they were an adult.
And I can't... Personally, I can't remember the rest of Nico's features that you described him. But Ruka would kind of just start listing things off.
That's funny.
I drew Nico, like, last week. Nice. That was the most recent one. Wait. Everyone hold?
Holding pattern?
Standing by?
Hold the line?
Wait. Stand by.
Red leader, standing by.
Boom, there we go.
Red 12, standing by.
Boom, yeah. Zoom in as you please.
Porkin, standing by.
To be honest, Nico looks kind of like what you would look like if you were grown up to all of an adult. I feel like there's a connection there. Are you his son, maybe?
No, I'm Nico.
Ruka's going to kind of look around the room.
Would you like to explain this then?
What do you think is the purpose of Artifice?
Well, I think Artifice has many purposes. To me, Artifice's purpose is to create things that will help people, that can improve lives and be useful.
That's an interesting way to think about it. Yes, I think helping people is, of course, the ultimate end goal of everything we do at this school. But I can help people a number of different ways. I can help people by traveling the world and healing people. I can help people by dressing up in ugly spandex and trying to save the day. I can help people by dying. And that will bring a lot of people solace.
Sorry, I feel like you have not explained the part where you are a child and the teacher is an adult person.
Humor me a bit, Ruko. With artificing, we're builders. We're creators. We're creating something wonderful. Yes, we're creating stuff to help the world. Yes, we're trying not to create anything that can lead to destruction of any kind. But what we're really trying to build is something immortal. Something undying. But without the use of shadowmancy, without the use of magic in of itself, we're creating perfect technology.
At this, can I do some kind of perception or investigation check to look over the child in front of me to try and see if it itself seems to be like a robot or like an artificial body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I rolled base 10. What kind of modifier would you like me to add?
Investigation.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. That'd be 12.
You can't tell anything, like, in first glance, that this is, like, an artificial body. I see your wandering eyes, Rugo. But you haven't answered my question. Don't you want to create something that goes down in the history books as something created by you, that you weren't just a mistake launched upon this world?
Sorry, this is John out of character. Didn't I answer his question? Didn't he ask me what was on the board?
Oh, no. In the previous thing, he talks about why do we do artificing? And then he said that, yeah, everything. Yeah, then because you responded with, yeah, to do good. It's like, yeah, we all want to do good. But yeah. It's like, for example, I want to create something perfect and wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like, essentially, do you want to do something like that?
Okay, so he implied a question, but yeah. He didn't actually ask any more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rukus just kind of responded. Well, what is your question?
Don't you want to be remembered? Don't you want to be remembered as more than just being a failure of a pirate with one arm? Don't you want to be known as the greatest artificer in the known world?
I mean, I was an okay pirate, but yeah, being known as a great artificer would be nice.
Excellent. Then, you are chosen to enter into the halls of artificing for now. Every secret that you learn of artificing can be easily taken away. But now, I must entrust you, as I do with all the students that take artificing, with the secret of my immortality.
You build robot bodies, right?
No. I build life.
So, you know, robot bodies.
I create artificing with blood and bones. I breathe new life into my body. Come with me.
And Ruko's going to start following him. Can I ask one question?
Of course.
Why do you make yourself a child?
It reminds me of my darkest days. It ensures that I don't slip back into those.
Ruka's just gonna kind of... He's behind him, but Ruka's just gonna make a big of a face of sort of like... still kind of weird, though.
If once you're creating life, you need an essence to pull from. And then you start, as you are walking through the College of Druids, it is as if he's not making any words, he's not making any motions, but the college is like shifting around him. As it's shifting, and you see always behind you, an inch behind you, there's a wall. As he's walking forward through the school, there's always this wall behind you to ensure that no one else is behind you guys. Okay. As you get to a central sort of antechamber, and you see machinery everywhere, and you see what looks to be multiple different bodies of Nico hanging from the rafters.
Are they adult bodies or kid bodies?
There's adult. There are old bodies. There are different forms, but they all seem Nico. And there is no machinery on these bodies. It is just flesh and blood.
Is that you as old man?
Yes.
Why would you make old men, Bodhi?
To keep some form of mortality to myself.
And Ruka's just gonna have a confused look on his face and almost ask a question, but he's gonna hold back.
My path of finding immortality will not be the same as yours. I represent the beginning and the end of artificing, the Alpha and the Omega. Won't you join me, Ruka?
That's where we will end the chapter for today.